This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So we invited a variety of panelists tonight to talk about the impact of social media and cell phones on students, talking about the idea that we are looking for a distraction-free environment for students in schools. So we're hoping tonight that the panelists are going to talk about why that's important and then how to do that well in schools.
Likewise, we're going to focus on some safety aspects, how cell phones, students having cell phones can impact the environment in emergency situations. Many people want to be able to connect with their student during an emergency situation. That seems to be the biggest fear that parents have about having students tuck their phones away safely for the day, and they don't realize that there are actual bigger safety implications with students having the cell phones, between misinformation spreading rapidly through the community, as well as in a safety situation. If a student is on a phone, they're not going to be paying attention to the teacher that has been trained to take care of them in an emergency situation. So safety will be the second big focus. And then finally, the focus will be on the policies about implementing a distraction-free setting and different policies that different locations could establish. We maintain that schools should keep local control about how they implement policies to have a distraction-free setting. So that will be the final, and then we're hoping to have some questions and answers from people in the audience.
Now, when I was a kid, I remember if I was caught using a cell phone in class and I got some type of disciplinary action, my parents would be like, well, that's on you. You had your phone on and you weren't supposed to. But this is a different day and age where you have parents who have grown up with cell phones and now kids who have had it since before they were even born. How difficult of a factor is that a lot of these times where you're trying to discipline a child and your parents are like, no, my kid's going to have a cell phone?
Believe it or not, not as often as you think. We still have a lot of parents who support students learning in class and focusing on academics while in the classroom. We do have a small segment of the population that will not support or have not yet supported students surrendering their phone. So hopefully with public education, we can diminish or we can bring that number down and help parents feel comfortable with their students not having the phone during the day.
It also goes beyond the classroom. A lot of districts have tried to piecemeal a policy where teachers make their own policies or teachers take them away in the classroom. But beyond that, students are using them in the hallways, in the cafeteria, and that's really where we're seeing some of the mental health aspects that are concerning to us about students not interacting with their peers, being distracted by what's going on social media that they may have missed while they were in class and their friends are in a free period. And so that's the second aspect of that beyond just what happens in the classroom.
And you bring a really good, interesting point with the social part, because cyberbullying was kind of a newer thing when I was a kid. But how rampant is that now?
It's monumental. I work in an alternative setting, and I've always been in alternative education. And it is something that we deal with on a weekly basis. And I think Michelle's looking up some stats for you.
So when they surveyed students ages 13 to 17, 55% of them reported that they had experienced cyberbullying at some point, and 27% reported that they had been cyberbullied in the last 30 days. So those are alarming statistics.
Now, besides kids being very adamant about keeping their cell phones, even some of the parents, but you understand that's not much of an issue, what's the hardest thing about trying to take away the cell phones right now?
I think it's a genuine addiction, and that's, you know, Donna Walter's personal belief. I think it's a genuine addiction, at least at the high school level. Students are constantly connected. There is always music or something playing in their ear. We've had students who try to maintain FaceTime conversations with other people while in class. They just leave the earbud, and so now who am I teaching? I'm teaching everybody. So I really think it's an addiction aspect. And there have been studies indicating that the way we receive notifications through cell phones is designed to create an addiction. So
I also think that parents want to be able to reach their child in an emergency. If they hear that there is a lockdown situation at the school, they want to be able to contact their children. So I think there is that impulse to just know that your child is safe and know that you can reach them during the day. But there are other ways to reach your children through the main office if there's an emergency at home. And if there is an emergency situation, you don't want your child trying to contact you to let you know they're safe. You want them staying safe.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.